God reigns. This is, you're listening to Busola Martin. Welcome, this is another Tuesday again. This is Radio Carbon 104.6 FM. In Auckland, New Zealand, this is Mount Albert. This is also to just let you know that you can have Planet FM in your pocket. You can have Planet FM in your pocket. So you go to www.planetaudio.org.nz, or you can have the app on your phone. Download the app on the phone and you can take the Radio Kwaba or Planet FM wherever you go. It's a blessing day again. It's a blessing day, and the Lord has been faithful to us. No, the Lord has been faithful to you, your family, and it's you got every reason to be thankful to God. Our God reigns. Your God reigns. My God reigns. Our God reigns. Listen to Busola Martin. And this video Kwaba again, I'm repeating video Kwaba 4.6. Those of you who are watching on Facebook, please feel free just share the video among your friends. So once you come on Facebook, you share the video. Once you come on Facebook, share the video and let your friend and your friends know that there's a good news happening out there. So just feel free, share the video. Please share the video, because that's the only way our friends or the audience will be able to hear and experience what the Lord is doing in this part of the world. And I've got a wonderful brother Samuel Kunde in the studio here with me. And God has been using him as a blessing to many generations. And I believe that those of you will be regularly listening to the Kwaba on 104.6 FM or www.audio.org.nz, or on your smartphone, tablet. All those of you also who've been watching on Facebook, you testify that you've been a blessing. So feel free to just invite a friend to share the video. Our God reigns. He's a faithful God. He's a faithful God. Like I said, please share the video. Share the video among your friends. Share the video. Those of you are watching on Facebook, just feel free to share the video among. So once you come on, just go straight ahead and share the video, because somebody out there need to hear this powerful message. Message from right from the throne room of grace. Brother Samuel?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to Radio Kwaba again.
Hallelujah.
Our God is good. Our God is, he's a faithful God.
Amen.
Yeah. And I believe that the week has been blessing.
Amen. It's been a blessing.
I see your activity on Facebook and I'm like, whoa, God is doing a wonderful job in my brother's
praise
life.
Praise God. Praise
amen,
God.
Amen. Amen. The audience are all yours now.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a joy to be in the studios once again, to be able to bring the word of God to you from wherever it is that you are watching this from. I believe very strongly that God has a plan, and his plan, I know very much well, would come to pass in your life unhindered, undelayed, in the mighty name of Jesus. I have no doubt in my heart that God is set to do something wonderful, something awesome in your life. And because of that, I don't want you to be selfish. I want you to go right now and share this video with someone. Share this video with, you know, your friends. Share this video all over. And I believe very strongly that by the grace of God, what you are about to hear would change your life forever in the mighty name of Jesus. It is going to really, really touch your heart as well as touch your friends in the name of Jesus. Like I always do, I want to thank God for the opportunity, you know, of coming on radio today, and the opportunity given by my pastor, my father in the Lord, Pastor David Adelowo of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Victory House here in Auckland, New Zealand, and of course the entire pastorate of the church. I want to say a very big thank you, because it's because of them that you're able to hear me. And of course, all special thanks to our God in heaven for the wonderful opportunity also to be able to bring the word of God to his people. He's the one that is our sustainer. The Bible says, without him, we are nothing. And we thank God because he has kept us alive so that we can do you know, his work and be able to deliver his word. And wherever you are watching this as well, leave me a comment. You know, send me a message. Tell me where you're watching from. And by the grace of God, if I see it, I promise to acknowledge where you're watching from, and, you know, and say a big hello to you from wherever it is that you're watching from. And then also, something happened over the course of the last 2 weeks, so to speak, and it is my website came out live. So if you're watching this, please go to SamuelEkundayo.com. SamuelEkundayo.com. It's a wonderful website. I developed it myself. It's a professional speaking website that I've done so that you know, God would be able to extend my reach all over the world and be able to get on doing this. You know, something I enjoy and I love doing all over the world. So please, you know, get on to there, and of course, tell your pastor about me. Tell your boss about me, because I can speak anywhere, literally. I can speak in a church, I can speak in a corporate organization, and I'm looking forward to several opportunities to be able to do this thing that I enjoy doing and be of inspiration and a blessing to lives all over the world. Amen and amen. So let's get right into it. Today we are talking about how to draw water from the wells of this grace. how to draw grace from the wells of disgrace. And I believe very strongly that God is set to save someone from disgrace today in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that has been causing you shame, God is about to give you fame in the mighty name of Jesus. Every messy situation, God's mercy is about to turn to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In every condition that appears to be, you know, causing you relegation, God is about to give you promotion in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you because it's another opportunity once again to get into your word. Your word says that the entrance of your word giveth light and understanding to the simple. It is also clear that you are the truth. And when we hear your word, we are set free by the truth that we hear. Father, another opportunity is here again to hear your word, to listen to the truth of your word. Father, as we enter into your word, we pray that you will indeed set us free in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless someone today. Inspire someone today. Lord, anoint someone today. Promote someone today. Lift someone today. Break yokes today. Lift burdens today in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. How to draw grace from the wells of disgrace. That's what we're talking about today. And before I go ahead, I want to let you know something. God is interested in saving you from any situation that is appearing like a disgrace. God wants to always showcase his glory in every situation that is appears to be bringing you shame. God is interested in elevating you from every pit, every horrible pit that the enemy would, you know, may have put you, and it appears that is your last. Listen to me, because it is for his glory, he is going to do it. But how are you going to get out from that well of disgrace? That's what we're about to look at today. And I believe very strongly that your life will never remain the same. For those just joining us, if you're watching this, share this message with someone around you, because I believe very strongly that listening to this message will change their life forever. Let's go into the book of John, chapter 2. The Bible recorded the first miracle that Jesus Christ did. And this is where my reference point is going to be for today. John chapter 2, and I'm going to read from verse 1. And it says, "And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine," verse 3, "the mother of Jesus said unto them, they have no wine." Verse 4 says, "And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come." Verse 5 says, "His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever is said unto you, do it." Verse 6, "And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece," in other words, gallons apiece. "Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they fill them up to the brim." Verse 8, "And he said unto them, draw out now." Amen. Remember, we're talking about how to draw grace from the wells of disgrace. "Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast." And they bear it. "And the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine." I love that. The ruler of the feast tasted the water. Remember, it is the water that he tasted. "But the water had been turned to wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew. And the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now." And I'm going to read verse 11, because verse 11 is very significant. It says, "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him." And I want to tell you, before I tell you how to draw grace out of the wells of disgrace, that God is interested in bringing you out of every disgrace for his glory. I'm going to repeat that. God is interested in bringing you out of every disgrace, out of every position of disgrace, because of his glory. Verse 11 says it there clearly. It says, "The beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him." God is interested in making your life a showcase. Hey, God is interested in making your life a showcase of his glory, an example of his glory. Is, in other words, he wants to show the world what he's able to do by the virtue of what he's going to do in your life. So I don't care the magnitude of your problem. I don't care the intensity of your condition. What I care about is the fact that God is able to do and undo with your situation. He's able to still showcase his glory as a matter of your condition, no matter what it is you are going. In fact, the worse your condition is, the more God is interested in it. I'm going to say that again. I love that. The worse your condition is, the more interested God is in showcasing his glory. God is more interested in a situation that everyone have given up hope on. Hello? God is more interested in a situation that people have said, this is impossible. God is more interested in a situation where people have cast off every hope and they have no idea what is going to happen. In fact, the kind of situation where a specialist or a doctor has looked at your situation and they have written you off and they have probably decided that, okay, this case is written off, complete and gone. You are, in some cases, they would even give some people days to die. You know, days, you know, you have a few more days to live. You have a few more days to do this. And now it's set to die. I don't care whether you're watching this on a sick bed. I don't care whether they have written you off. I'm going to tell you a story today. I'm prepared to tell you that story. See, every time men write you off, find your way to God. Oh, my goodness. See, what I'm trying to pump on your inside today is every time something is impossible for man, please find your way to God. In fact, God is more interested in those kind of cases more than he's interested in the cases where you have something to do. I'm going to repeat that. God is interested more in a situation that appears impossible, more than the one that even looks as if you have options. See, the kind of situation where you have hit the wall and there is no any other place to run. You know, that kind of case like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where the only other place they are going into is in the fire, in the fiery furnace, and no other option because they have refused to bow down. And of course, the king was not going to back down on his decree. That kind of case, yes, that's the kind of one God is interested in. And if that is your case today, I have good news for you. God is about to give you grace in that disgraceful situation. God is about to show his mercy in that messy situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. The story I have to tell you, I promise I'll share that story. And this is going to take a while, but I want you to follow me very closely. So in the year 2008, I got to New Zealand to do my PhD. And I remember very strongly, you know, I've probably shared, you know, part of this before. When I got here, not long, I had a dream. And the dream was that I saw myself in a helicopter with my pastor then, you know, the pastor of the church I was going to, Pastor John Cameron. And then, you know, at Arise Church in Wellington, New Zealand. And I saw both of us in the helicopter. And, you know, after a while, there was so much turbulence and the helicopter crashed. But one thing I remember very strongly was that even when the helicopter crashed, both of us were not hurt. We came out of the helicopter, and not only that, we walked into a massive conference hall, a major conference hall. It was like thousands of people were waiting for us, like thousands. You know, if I remember that dream very well, I was just seeing heads. You know, thousands of people were waiting for us. They were just waiting and they were congratulating us. They were clapping for us. You know, it was like they saw us come out of the helicopter and you know, walking into the hall, and they were just clapping. A thunderous applause. And then we got on stage and we started speaking. You know, we started encouraging people, and that was all I remember. And I remember sharing that dream with my dad, and he said something very strongly, and please follow this story very closely, you know, and he said something very, very important. He said, you're going to have a major problem with this PhD, but God is going to bring you through. And that was his interpretation. And I remember we started praying. We prayed, we trust God, and all of a sudden, within about weeks after that dream, everything just went sour with my PhD. My supervisors just, you know, would not like me anymore. Things just changed. They asked me to do one course from nowhere, you know, and said if I passed the course, then I would be able to continue. If I failed the course, I would not continue. The same person that was against me was the course coordinator of that same course that I was asked to pass. And if I don't pass, I will fail. Of course, you know how the story would end. You know, for some reason, this man did not pass me, or I did not pass the course. Let me say that, because I'm a lecturer and I hate when people say they didn't pass me. You know, I did not pass the course, and literally the man recommended my PhD to be terminated. And that was how I sat with the PhD committee, and they told me my PhD was going to be terminated. But one thing I remember that I did, which is one of the points I will share with you today. Remember how to draw grace from the wells of disgrace. I will share with you 4 points today by the grace of God. Number one, you know, I'll share the points later. But one thing I remember that I did very strongly to the glory of God was that I did not stop doing the PhD, even though they were stopping me from doing the PhD. I continued with my proposal. In fact, literally, I had over a 100-page proposal ready by the time I was actually told to quit the PhD. By the time they were giving me a termination letter, I was finishing up my own proposal. as if everything was okay, to the glory of God. What my point is, and then I met someone who eventually became my supervisor, was also a lecturer in that same school. And, you know, God just connected us through another friend of mine. And this man said, hey, I'm going to Auckland. And I'm going to another school. I've just gotten an appointment with another school. And I would like to bring you along. Do you have a proposal? Hey, do you have a proposal? My situation then was looking hopeless. In fact, I had nowhere to run. I had no idea what to do. I was completely hopeless, you know, with no idea. In fact, I remember every day I was just weeping and crying. No idea. It was like an end has come to my dream. I had no one to look up to. And it was like, you know, the major person in the department was against me. So who can help you? But God, just at the right time, gave this man an appointment in another school, and he said he was going to bring me along. But one thing he asked for was my proposal. So whatever it is, whoever is listening to this message right now, in that disgraceful situation, please don't be too down to stop looking for help. Hello? Don't be too down to stop doing what you are supposed to be doing. Don't let your depression, don't let your downcastedness, whatever, forgive my English, you know, disrupt what you are supposed to be doing to get you to that next level. Even when men are writing you off, remember where we started from. That is even the time God is interested in bringing you up. I'm going to say that. When men write you off, God is interested in bringing you up. And that was what happened. That man called me and said, do you have a proposal? I said, yes, sir, I do. When I showed him the proposal, he could not believe it. Because I hadn't shown anyone the proposal. Because no one else needed it. He said, what? You have a 100-page plus proposal? I said, yes, sir, I do. Glory to God. And the man said, okay, no problem. I'll take you to Auckland. And that was how I transferred to another school. Here is another point. When I got to the other school, they demanded a requirement for me to move to the school. And guess what the requirement was? A termination letter from my other school. The same termination letter that was meant to disgrace me was the grace that I needed to get on to the next level. They asked me to go get a termination letter from the other school. And what I told them, I just laughed. I told them, I said, I already have a termination letter. Hallelujah. I said, I already have a termination letter. I submitted the termination letter and they gave me a new admission letter. What I'm trying to say is, whatever it is that appears to be writing you off, wherever you are listening to this right now, I decree upon your life every agenda of the enemy to write you off, every plan and agenda of the enemy to make you quit your dreams, to put an end to your dreams, God will use the same avenue to lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. The same termination letter from the enemy will be the requirement for your going up in the mighty name of Jesus. God will increase you in every capacity, length and breadth, coast to coast, in the name of Jesus. No matter what the enemy does, you are still going higher in the mighty name of Jesus. And that is my prayer for you. And that was what happened. Literally, that was what happened. No matter who comes against you, no wonder the Bible says in the book of Psalm 50, it says, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you. So let me go straight into the four things I said I will share because of our time. Four ways to draw grace out of the wells of disgrace. Four ways to draw grace out of the wells of disgrace. And we're going to see that in that same story. Number one, obedience. Obedience is a major thing. What is God telling you to do in that situation? Don't stop doing what God has asked you to do because of your predicament. Listen to me. Don't stop doing what God has asked you to do because of your predicament. So many people, they will cry and weep and go sad and stop doing what they're supposed to be doing because the devil is against them, because they are passing through a major issue, because they're in a turbulent situation. Listen to me. There is something called grace, and that's what we're talking about today. The grace that helps you, even in moments that appears you're going to be disgraced. And I pray for anyone watching this right now. No matter how tough your situation is, the intestinal fortitude to remain obedient, God will give you in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that you need to obey the command of the Master in your situation, you will have the grace to have, the grace to do in the mighty name of Jesus. And Jesus said to them, he said, go and fill the water pots with water. Listen to me. I want us to analyze this. Jesus said, go and fill the water pots with water. And literally what these men want is wine. From a very logical perspective. I mean, as human beings concerned, let's talk now. Don't you think those guys would like be like, Jesus, are you all right? Jesus, are you okay? We are talking of wine here. This is a moment of disgrace, for God's sake. People will disgrace us. This is an embarrassment. You are saying we should go and draw water. Do you have any idea what we are talking about? As in, don't you have someone in the city we can go to that can get us some gallons of wine at this particular point in time? As in, Jesus, do you understand the intensity of this situation? And listen to me. Some of you may be watching this and be saying, Samuel, you don't understand the intensity of my situation. My case is too much than this preaching you are preaching. Hallelujah. You know, my case my case has been written off beyond this thing, beyond any repair. But listen to me. I don't care how much your case has been written off. One thing I care about is the fact that God is more interested in your situation when you have been written off than when you have options. And I'm going to say that again. God is more interested in your situation when you have no hope. When men have plastered it with every label of impossibility. When men have said it, this is not possible. And it is very biblical. The Bible says with men, this is impossible. But with God. But with God. The emphasis on that scripture is with God. Every with man, it's impossible. With the specialist, it's impossible. With your uncle overseas, with the billions of dollars, it is impossible. With the government of your country, listen, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. No matter how disgraceful your situation is, I bring you good news. Your case is possible. God is more interested in showcasing his glory out of your case than even when it appears you have options. Number two, there must be a desire, a perseverance, you know, inside of you to go through the process. These men, one thing I learned from them, the Bible says in verse 7 of that John chapter 2, it says they filled the water to the brim. I mean, logically speaking, they could have filled that water, you know, just anyhow. Okay, let's just fill the water to halfway and see what Jesus, let's see what he's trying to do. Because it appears this guy doesn't understand the intensity of the situation. So let's just give him some water and let's see what he's about to do. But the Bible says they filled the water to the brim. That takes some perseverance. That takes some guts. That takes some belief. That takes some desire. That takes some trust. That takes some faith. That takes, my goodness, they filled the water to the brim. to the brim, to the brim, just like I was sharing with you in my story. Despite all that was going on, to the glory of God, I kept on writing that proposal, filling the water to the brim. One of my students came to me this week, one of my former students, I should qualify now, you know, came to me this week and said something very important, you know, very interesting. He said all of his life, the guy is 29, according to what he told me. He said all of his life, to the glory of God, he has only met two people with my kind of energy for life and my kind of positivity for life. He said one when he was in primary school and then he said mine when he's doing his postgrad study. He said he's just, the two of us, you know, the other person, that he's just never seen us down. That out of every negative situation, we are always calm. And I remember my answer to him is this. To the glory of God, I told him very clearly. I said, ever since I knew Jesus, I have come to discover that in every situation that appears gloomy, dark, and impossible, God is always there. And that is why you can sleep on the boat. Jesus taught us that. You can sleep on the boat because you have the master of the storm even on the boat. And I told him that specifically. I said, I have learned to see God in every situation. And that's why even when it appears, you know, all hope is gone, I still have hope. No wonder that songwriter said, I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. See, we're talking about how to draw grace from the wells of disgrace. I don't care whatever it is that you're going through right now. That desire, that perseverance, that intestinal fortitude, that strength through whatever it is you are going through, I pray that you will receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That grace not to give up in whatever it is you're going through. That grace to see hope, to have faith in through what you're going through, to trust God through what you're going through. God will give to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You will bat forth your dreams in the name of Jesus. In every area where you've been written off, in every area where men have written you off and appear to have failed you, I pray by the grace of God you'll be lifted up. And let me finish that story. This is where I'm actually going. I hope you're still following me. About a few, last year, to the glory of God, July last year, one woman from the same school called me and said this. Please follow this very well. She was a lecturer, and she saw all that I went through at that time. You know what she did? What she told me? I went to a conference, the same conference, to the glory of God, a conference where all lecturers in IT, all the people in IT, all over New Zealand, gathered together. And to the glory of God, I did not go there as an IT technician. I went there as a lecturer as well, to the glory of God. And this woman called me and said this. I will never forget this statement all my life. She said, Samuel, how are you? I said, I'm fine. She said, do you know we have been watching you? We've been watching to see how your story will end. Literally, she said those words. My wife can bear with me witness, because I called her after and I called my dad as well. She said, we've been watching you to see how your story will end. And to the glory of God, they were disappointed. They were disappointed. The story did not end perhaps the way they wanted it to end. Maybe they wanted to confirm that, that when they said that they were going to terminate my PhD, you know, yes, they wanted to prove that this guy had nothing to offer. And that was what they were expecting. And I want to pray for someone watching this right now from wherever you may be watching from, all over the world, wherever. I don't care where you're watching from. Every area of your life where men are watching you closely to see where your story will end. And maybe the expectation is that your story will end in failure, or the expectation is that your story will end in disgrace and embarrassment. I pray by the mercies of the living God and by the anointing of God on my life that by the mercies of God, your story will disappoint them in the mighty name of Jesus. Your story will end up in glory. They will be so disappointed
said that they will have to say it to your face, just like that woman came and said to my face that they were watching you, but they were disappointed. Your story will change. God will bring every shame of your life and turn it to fame in the name of Jesus. Every trouble of your life, if you're there listening right now, just connect with me in faith. You know, place your hand on your chest, place your hand on your head, whichever way you want to receive this prayer. Every trouble of your life, God will give you double glory in the mighty name of Jesus. For every messy situation in your life, the mercy of God will promote you in the name of Jesus. From every way, every method, every area of your life that the enemy has written you off, God will take you up in the mighty name of Jesus. In every area where the enemy is pulling you down, God will take over and pull you up in the name of Jesus. In every center of your life where it appears you are going to be disgraced, the grace of God will find you and elevate you and lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. Every plan, agenda of the enemy to render you disgraced becomes your position and your opportunity to be lifted in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm praying this prayer with the whole of my heart because I see someone connecting to this. Wherever you may be connecting to this from, I don't know what you're going through. And listen to me, from whatever thing that the enemy is planning for you, in that same plan of the enemy, God will lift you up. See, the same thing happened to Joseph. They put Joseph inside a pit with the intention for him to die, with the intention for his dream to end. It was that same pit where God made an avenue. And he was sold to slavery also with the intention that nothing would be heard of him. And it was in that same slavery that God announced him as a prime minister. I pray for whoever is watching this right now, the announcement of your life that will set you high above your enemies, God will make it to happen in the mighty name of Jesus. And lastly, call on Jesus Christ. Call on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you are a child of God and you're watching this, listen to me, I believe you already know how to call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you for my name's sake. And I pray that every child of God, as you call on God in that situation, he will deliver you for his own name's sake, for his own glory in the name of Jesus. And if you are there, you are that honest person and you're saying, Samuel, I have not accepted Jesus into my life as my Lord and Savior. In fact, I don't even know this Jesus you're talking about. I want a personal encounter with him. I want to have a relationship with this Savior that can turn my disgrace by his grace. I want this Savior that can turn every trouble of my life to double glory. I want to pray for you right now, and you're saying that I should pray for you. Please, wherever you are, just place one hand on your chest and say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you because I have heard that you are my Savior, that you are my Lord, that you can turn every disgrace of my life around. Father, I accept you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Come and deliver me. Come and change me. Purge me clean with your blood. Save my soul from sin. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. If you have just prayed that prayer, you've just gotten born again. Listen, Jesus is now your Lord and Savior. You cannot afford to live life the way you were living it before. Now is the time to find a Bible-believing church around you, wherever you're watching this from or listening to this from. Now is the time to find a Bible-believing church around you and start attending and start growing in the Word of God. Remember, the Bible says that the entrance of the Word of God give it light and understanding to the simple. And it says you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. The more of the Word of God you listen to, the more of the truth of God you know, and the more you are free. And I pray for you by the grace of God, you will never be
ever be in bondage again in the name of Jesus. Thank you all for tuning in to watch this message today or to listen to this message, you know, whatever platforms you're watching or listening from. I really, really appreciate you for tuning in, and I believe you have been blessed. If you have been blessed, please leave me a comment. Let me know, and I'll be more than happy to reply you as soon as I'm off and out of the studios. Thank you so much once again. God bless you. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And we thank the Lord for what he's doing through our brother Samuel. And those of you who are out there, just feel free to continue to share the video. Leave your comment for brother Samuel and invite your friends to watch it, because the message that just came out was so powerful. And for me, one thing that actually inspired me was the fact that the letter that was meant to disgrace you.
Yes, sir.
To terminate your vision.
Absolutely.
That was what was
required for my promotion.
That was who paved the way. You know, and this is a confirmation that God turns, the bad things that happen to us,
amen,
it becomes a good thing. So if you are going through challenges in your life or difficult time in your life, do not give up. Do not lose hope, because your miracle is on the way.
Amen.
Your termination letter is going to be your appointment letter.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, so thank you very much, Brother Samuel. Amen. And like I said, people's life are being transformed. So share the video, invite your friends, and God gonna bless you. Thank you very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Akwaaba 104.6 FM. Let's have a quick music video, and I'll come back to the studio again.
29. When men say there's a casting down, I will say there's a lifting up. Fear not, because God will preserve you. Hallelujah. Your case is different. My case is different. Though the world may say casting down, though the oceans and seas may roar, though the fires may burn the world, this is what I know. My case is different, 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 oh, different, different, oh, 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 different, 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 different. My case is different. My case is different. In the fiery furnace, but the fire did not burn undead. And when the world says casting down, I will say there is lifting up, because my case is different. My case is different. Oh, I'm different. Oh, I exempted from risk.
Radio Kabano 4.6 FM. Sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. You're coming from all the way in Auckland. This is Auckland, New Zealand. You are listening to yours faithfully, the unofficial mayor of Mount Albert. And I'm shouting out to Hetty Bongrant. Those of you are in Ghana, I believe it's about 6:40 a.m. in Ghana at the moment, and some of you are going to work. Only my dream power, dream foul, and two tier radio carbon 4.6 FM. Once you join us on Facebook, just tell us where you are watching us from, and I'm going to shout out to you and your wonderful family. You're listening to Philippa Beth. You see me, Jimmy Dean. What? Maybe I be kubia. See Jude Dean. Jude Dean. Maybe I be kubia. Feel proud. Don't be. Me nyaw. Me mwa mwa. Maybe I be kubia. Mama who say unyango pona osom no otiasi. Enti Jude Dean. What? Jude Dean. You listen to the unofficial mayor of Mount Albert. I'm writing this here with you. Philippa Beth was me Jimmy Dean. Now so be a obia o Joe Dean so na pa okwa juma o Accra. O fi Accra mo Australia for munya mo Jimmy Dean wate. Mandy Kita, you watching us on Facebook. I'm shouting out to you and your families. Joe Dean wate. I'm going to do something. There's a lot of information on Facebook about the Ghana embassies abroad. You know how complicated it is. But wait there, Miami Beijing. Now, Makabiama, Ghana embassy, Australia, Canberra. I think I left, just say, me salute to them. I salute them because they've. Ghana embassy. in Australia, Ghana Embassy or Canberra, Australia, I'm going to shout out to them. Because we've been complaining about the how complex the process is in getting a passport from any Ghana embassy in America. The Americans are complaining. Those in London are complaining. Germany, they are complaining. But I want to say the Ghana embassy in Canberra, Australia, I want to testify their professionalism. I think we applied for passport not long ago. And I want to say, when we, the whole process from the beginning, I rang them, I asked them for the details. I was expecting the same treatment the way from the Germany, from America, how the Ghanaians abroad were complaining. I called them. The staff in there, they spoke to me, they gave me all the information. I went through the process, and then I asked them what. They gave me all the information I needed. They talked to me very nicely. After about a month or two months later, I had a message from. We had a phone call from Australia saying, oh, your passport is ready. They gave me the options how to be able to receive my passport. So the lady told me, there are two options. You can walk in and take your passport, but since you are not in Australia, you can organize a courier. So they gave me the option. You can call this number, you can call this number. They gave me all the information. And I want to say that they were so professional. I'm not sure because the lady sound like a Filipino. But I want to say the Ghana embassy in Australia, I'm shouting out to them. They were fantastic. They were professional. And whoever is in charge of that embassy, Canberra, you guys are. I want to shout out to them. I just said, me too, Chemamo. We are professional. What is
it? So it means they were listening to us. They took our advice.
Yeah, yes, they took the advice.
That we are going through. When yes. We told them, they yes. Admitted it and they. Okay, that's
yeah,
good on
I,
them.
And good on them because they were very professional. And I think I want to salute them. The Ghana Embassy in Australia, I like to salute them because they were very professional. From the, right, just say, I was surprised. Right from the beginning, I called them. They responded, and when the phone, if they're in the office, they'll answer straight away. The lady will answer the phone, they'll introduce themselves, they'll say who they are, and then they'll ask you what you need. Mm-hmm. And the whole process, they'll talk to you nicely, they'll address you by your surname. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is not what I'm hearing from the other part of the world. Mm-hmm. This is not what I'm hearing from France. This is not what I'm hearing from Germany. This is not what I'm hearing from America or London. But in Australia, New Zealand, Australia, we've proven to the world that we've got a quality standard.
Ghana.
Yeah, we've proven to Ghana that we've got a higher standard. So, Muhia pay rise, what indeed?
Oh, no, not yet.
Okay.
We've got too much to look after.
Okay, no pay rise yet. And so, if you're watching us, tell us where you're watching us from, and I'll be able to shout. So, Lydia Dakwa. Great job. Great good morning, Lydia Dakwa. Shout out to you. William Ajiman. I'm watching you live in Kanisi Police Station.
Oh.
I love your show. William Ajiman, I'm shouting out to you and your wonderful family in Ghana. Thanks for watching us. This is Radio Kwaba 104.6 from in Auckland, New Zealand. So today...
And the same thing, thanks to Ghana Police, they are doing a really good job.
Yes.
Yeah. It means they are listening to us.
Yeah, they
complain.
Yes. Yeah. No, like, if you don't complain...
It means you don't have a problem.
Yes. Because so who can? It's just...
One ton yari unyan wadru.
Just, I think, if you listen to an Aushen Yeme Okoso Ghana, you could see at least the noise. It's not the noise, the complaint, the feedback that is coming out. It seems to be working. It seems to be working. You are doing well for God and country, and you want to shout out to you. So, Kwasi, we are going to talk about Ghana, a thing, filth in Ghana. Filth in Ghana. Now, you're asking, Kwasi, so we are talking about filth in Ghana. And when Akufo-Addo came, his plan was he wanted to make Accra clean. He wanted to make Ghana clean.
You see, that's when most of the time we get into trouble because somebody, we want to make Ghana clean.
I think maybe I didn't use the right word.
Maybe he didn't use the right word.
No, it's me.
It's you, okay. Then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't use the right word. I want to make, you want to make Ghana clean. Ghana, things are going now. Hmm. Change of government. If you are Ghana, is there any improvement?
Well, I haven't been to Ghana yet, but I've only heard them talking about it.
Yes.
And we have been having a problem with representation for a very, very long time. It, yeah. it doesn't seem to be solved at all. Sometimes you can even walk to, I mean, just even your bedroom. You got up in the morning, you just put your hands like that, dust and all that. But not even that. Just rubbish in the gutter, whereby it, the gutter will choke. And sometimes, maybe during the rainy season, people get flooded just because of this rubbish that has been choked.
So
we know that we have that problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
But so the government response so far, from what you are hearing, do you think the government is taking it seriously in terms of dealing with the filth situation we have in our country, Ghana?
Well, government always takes things serious. But end of the day, the people, the government cannot do it by himself.
Yes.
Therefore, he will appoint somebody to come and do it. I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Maybe when you are driving from, maybe you are from Nkoko, from Accra to Nkoko.
Yeah.
People is being paid to read the roadside.
Yeah.
So that the car can see clearly.
Yes.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But it doesn't really get done.
Yeah.
So, what can you do?
Yeah.
You know, and the government have got so many things to think about it.
But it's part of it. You know, thinking about this is part of it. That's why they came to power.
Power. You see what I mean? In everywhere there's a problem, and we expect the government, the institutions, to really do a lot about it.
Yes. So recently there's a news article I saw. I think I saw on the internet. I think it was City FM. Rawlings was very angry about the sanitation problem. Rawlings. So let's look at it. Rawlings, since he left power, he's been very active. Mm-hmm. He's never rested. So, beside all the things that we can talk about him, the issue that we have, our personal issue, but Rawlings has never kept quiet since he left office. Mm-hmm. He's been active.
Since he was on the power, he never kept quiet.
He's been
an energetic man.
Yeah, he's very energetic, and he's been active. He's talking about corruption. People got issue with him about the fact that he's corrupt, the fact that he got problems, and the wife issues or whatever it is, but he's never kept quiet. He's been going on about corruption, about filth. He was very angry about the amount of debt in Accra. The gutters are filthy and all those things. But what is your take on this? And has he got a legitimate right to be angry? Kwasi?
Well, when it comes to those politicians, you see, where is the politician?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I always tell them they all get, what do you call it, tank.
Two tanks.
Yeah, two tanks. Like, because when he was in power, Accra was not clean.
Yes.
It was filthy.
Yeah.
So it's not something new to him.
Yes.
You see what I mean? Mm-mm. Probably maybe children who are 20 years or 18 years will think that it's something new, but it's been there for a very long time.
Yes.
You see? Mm-mm. So if he has realized that something needs to be done about it, then we expect to do something about it.
Yes.
Yeah. But he cannot say Accra has been very, very filthy, whereby when he was on power, it was so dirty.
Yeah. Okay. So, Kwasi, he's been appointed recently as the, his position is the sanitation. I don't know what is the issue, but his issue is sanitation. He's in charge of sanitation. What is your take on it? Does he need to be appointed in order to do something about the issue of sanitation, considering the fact that he's so powerful?
Well, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Because for him, he wants to serve his country.
Yes.
And that's the position that maybe he chose.
Or was offered to him.
Offered to him.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So, I'm very happy that he has been offered as a position to, as a sanitation engineer. In charge of sanitation.
Yes, yeah.
Fault has been claiming a lot of lives in Ghana.
Yes.
Malaria, typhood, you name it. You see what I mean?
Mm-mm.
And then every day, we end up in the hospital where the doctors can't even cope.
Yes.
Because we didn't solve that problem.
Yes.
So now that's create another problem for somebody to solve it. How can he solve it?
Yeah.
So if he's been appointed, I'm very happy for him.
Yes.
Because Rawlings didn't retire. He hasn't retired yet.
Yes.
Despite he's about 70 years and Ghana law, by this you have to go for retirement. Mm. By Nana Akufo-Addo is more than 70 years. But and we've got a lot of members of parliament who are more than 70 years.
Yeah.
So retirement comes from you.
Yes.
And I can see J.J. Rawlings, ex-president J.J. Rawlings.
Kofi Majo.
He's very, very energetic. And I'll give an example here. When we first came here, the prime minister that was here, when he retired from he resigned from the office, he said, "I want to work for my government."
Yeah.
So they gave him a position to work. Helen Clark, the same thing.
Yeah.
Even this present government who just went out from the office is still working.
Yes.
So there's nothing wrong
in being active.
Being active.
Mm-hmm.
And we like somebody like J.J. Rollins, whereby he's a lot of experience.
Yeah.
He was on power at the age of 29 years.
Yes.
So you tell him what he doesn't know.
Yeah.
He knows a lot.
Yeah. And he got a lot of experience.
A lot of experience.
Yes, yeah.
You know, for him to handle the whole Ghana at the age of 29.
Kofi, I watch a video now. Kofi share video. Kofi Tano share video.
At the age of 29. And now he's 70 years.
Yes.
And now you give him just one role to play.
Yeah.
Sanitation. For sanitation.
Yes.
I believe he can do a lot to help.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy with him.
Because you see, last year, they can say, June, July. They say, so, Tobe, you do have Francophone anima. But June, July, I'm going to say, August, money, work September. Yeah, oh, yeah, until why? Is it because
authorities in the Boapa yet?
Those
flood, no? It's not something too major that causes the flood. It's only few areas that needs to be cleared so that the cutter can get its ways.
Yeah.
That's what they don't do.
Yeah.
They know the right thing, but they,
they don't do it.
They will not just do it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So now let's talk about you talk about Rollins, the role Rollins is playing now. People in his government, NDC, are saying he's betrayed them because
Rollins, I will just cut you off here.
Yeah.
Rollins, I don't see Rollins has betrayed them.
Yeah.
Rollins hasn't betrayed anybody.
Yeah.
And I will even give thanks to Nana Akufo-Addo.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the problem we have in Ghana politics, winners take all.
Yes.
But now, when I look at Nana Akufo-Addo, he wants to share everything.
Yes.
We all share.
Yeah.
So the reason why people doesn't want to go out from the office, because once they're out from the office, they are going to suffer.
Yes.
But even either they have done a good job or not.
Yeah.
So why do you move out from the office?
Yes.
But maybe Nana also has realized that, no, we need to share.
Yes.
That taking all the position for one party is not a way to go.
Yes. Yeah.
So therefore, he decided to give to somebody who deserve it, give it in. And I believe J.J. Rollins deserve it.
Yes, and also because the problem we are also having in Ghana now is because Rollins belongs to an opposition party, so he has always criticized the government. That's our mentality. So if I'm not in power, everything the government
do the right thing.
Everything the government do must be bad.
But you know what I mean? The right thing.
Yes, and I think
I mean, look at the people whereby they will try to defend their children, although their children has done something wrong.
Wrong. Yeah.
Normally, something bad happens to their family.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you're able to tell your child, no, what you're doing is wrong.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what J.J. Rollins trying to do.
Yes.
We are NDCs.
Yes.
But what some of us are doing is wrong. We shouldn't be doing that.
Yes. Because the fact that you are in opposition doesn't mean that you should always criticize.
Criticize.
Because there are some things that the government will be doing that would definitely be good, that we need to be able to encourage. And I think that's exactly what he's doing. Yes. And I think also that also consider the fact that he's so popular. People in Ghana likes him.
He's
when he speaks, people listen.
Charisma and all that.
He's got a charisma. So if you want to send a message across to people, if you want to send a message across to the Ghanaians, most of the people, all what they know is Rollins.
Yeah, I grew up to know Rollins.
All what you know is J.J. Rollins.
At the age of 14.
Yes.
The only person I used to know was
He's got
Rollins.
A charisma. He's funny. So if you want to pass a message to Ghanaian, he's probably the best person to use.
What about me?
So it's very important. So
he hasn't betrayed NDC, or he said, just like sometimes I listen to Kennedy
in Japan.
This man, most of the time, can be so straightforward.
Most of the time.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And because of maybe his experience in life.
Yes, yeah.
And therefore, maybe MPP are going to say he has betrayed us.
Yes. Most people in MPP don't like him. Because he talk like, you know, he speaks his mind.
His mind. He's not a hypocrite.
Yes, he speaks his mind. If it's wrong, you tell him it's wrong. If you don't like it, you tell him I don't like it.
You know, he might be wrong, but if he thinks that you are wrong, he said it's wrong. So prove to him that you're not wrong.
Yes. Yes. And I think that's one of the problems we have as a nation in Ghana. Hypocrisy. Yeah, so if something is going on wrong, because we want power, we need something, we will not talk about it. And I think,
and probably ex-president J.J. Rollins or candidate Japan has realized that now the world is coming close.
You
can't continue to lie anymore.
Yes.
You see? Yeah, yeah. So let's stop lying. Make everything put on the table so that everybody will see it.
Yes.
That's why even they are after.
Yes. Yeah,
if you make
the
country good, better, we'll all enjoy it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, Kwasi, so before we go ahead, let me have a quick commercial break and I'll come back to the studio. I'm gonna have a quick commercial break and I'll come back into I'm gonna come back into the studio after this quick commercial break. This one is coming from the quarters of the Lighthouse Chapel International in New Zealand. Lighthouse Chapel International. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think the name has changed, isn't it? Give us a different name, isn't it?
Peter Mensa, and Lighthouse Chapel International, and into four, and I, Moti and Kane. On Yamiaka, Kuma, say a few way. Yev Ghana, I'm sorry, I say, ah, ye did. P, and the Bayer, I'm sorry. In this summary, ye invite again, and you be a, or take out Akuma, say, or be joining, and now Yatun Tum, as of Yahua, our Yena Yukrum Kasemu. Ti sa oti sani na se wele je ho se o be kan ye ho ne ye som Ghana yes yes mo nyame wo ye twi kasemu a pa jo Fred Peter Mensa wo 021 0220 6936 na ye no new ekuta ho sa asafu ya dia ye bia ma obi bia ra o tin ka se o pese o ne ye som e wo twi kasemu no to me have a kind of home. The best that you are sorry, no, or August move. Now, if you are sorry, I say 6 o'clock every evening, Sunday evening till 7:30. And you come back here and can be.
Okay, this is really a choir about 104.6. So that was coming from the Lighthouse Chapel International. Lighthouse Chapel International. That was also, they just trying to let the general public in New Zealand know that very coming, starting from coming weekend, coming Sunday, 6 p.m., they will be starting a key service in Ghana, in the Ghanaian language, in Auckland, New Zealand. So please, those of you who are out there, who are Ghanaians or who are not Ghanaian, but you want to learn the Ghana language, the key language, you can go and join them in Tipai Place in Henderson. It's a key service. Everything is going to be done in our key language. And I think it's a good thing because they are bringing the service, promoting our language, promoting our local language. Because, see, let's talk about, baby, where are from? Obuasi, Dencho Obuasi.
Dencho Obuasi,
yes. Dencho Obuasi. I said, a program bio, a Kofi TV, no interview, come chacha. No, I said, Crusade. And I'm or responding. I'm not very familiar with the response because it means OTA video now.
John 3:27. Obi ntumi nyade prophet kum cha cha yi. Adis wo di firi sroman. Eti nyame. And when you are a human, se wo betu ana mo se wo ko ba bi akwa akwa ya urade ya juma no nyame ene ma wo direction wo bom.
Hello, say say no and as was actually another shoe.
Oh
yeah man,
says of kum cha cha say me make good den chara bo ase.
Was it catch up with a Kumja? But I'm more channel.
Oh,
more news room. Okay, Uncle.
Oh, that job was the mission of Kumja. A woman said, Bible, see, and could be asking in Enquakens and Paddy. The adventure of the by then Trab was a party. Says of Kumja, and send me make good then Trab was it. Send me make quack for you, crusade the Amad then Trab was it for the Amenco. Because
that's what you're doing.
Hey, now baby, you're going to pay. Oh, yeah. Yes, you're going to cry. You do, baby. Now for the sea, for any fish, you're going to go. Yes, you balance it. You're going to go. And I can't make to a chapter two, Eba. Yahoo, yes, you are hell or the crap. Yes, you hell or don't pay. Yes, you're going to go. You pay your yes, you're free. And then you call baby for from.
Okay.
That's what you can charge a mouse and then trap was it. I hear dear Wussy of Kusu Jenny and the Monoway. Now I saw myself who charge as a cop, then Trabuase. Now we go preaching, then Trabuase for. And yes, and Ombashiani a commission. The Mikum charge a part of Trabuase, who preaching, then Trabuase for the air. And you can't do with the Umbinash.
But say, a boss or Christ on what he has and what's married, no one, whomever, no one, so who should be married.
Baby, me depends. One ma amount for a woman go school that in crying say, Uncle school that crana, ubet me aide. Aye, BB. So I say, because Uber Ugana, Bibi Oman was the Manco Squintra, Manco Squintra, but two who say, Minco school that
bomb.
But my bedroom papers was here.
Woo.
Bet me aye.
Yeah.
So I say, I manage it, sir, nay in the click no power. Now what the bat sebe as me see wo, ya you crum Ghana, Benjab was he. A bit more to me.
Yeah.
A bit more to. Oh, a bit more to be a. Any idea? I was a day. A diagro. Any idea? I was a chum. Then Trab was it for? A year registry. Oh, my young grandchild. Oh, my young foot. You. Oh, my young come first of my day. Oh, my coman him.
Yeah.
So no. A prepare a gun for whom, sir. Sabi sa upu ukumi upu ni pakuna ebone. Ebi ni muni mdiye. Baru dona ano. Yeni. Yamfano ba yebo no kijeti ya sabi yo yebo na jabuni. Oma peni jeje Lawrence sta revolution time. Esi ye. Yeah, you be an chance so ebone se yebo ba ede e dana ja ebo na jaja. So ano yekujina kwa ni esre. E chere pants ni ebi ni muni ebi etumse se ni e yano. Wrong.
Wrong, yes, yeah.
So I say, copy me, obey. Need you see, and I see a gun of wide, a farm wide, a shabby be. So say, obey be a bonny crana, yen channel. So I say, the same thing as I don't know what's it for, so I say, yes, you stream, be a free. So no, this is a me, baby, mobile baby, and I say, be a more fuzzy baby than baby. Minister, we're bonny crana, said we've been watching it, and one of the jack.
Yeah,
because of when you see a jet identity.
Yes.
The same now, so no ma, wouldn't say we've been on copy where you. If I want to be, I mean, and coaching it, and you see what was in
tea.
It's my own fat and three woman.
Yes.
I mean, but say, yeah.
Yes.
You're 3 years younger than aren't you?
Yes, I.
So I say, into yourself, would you, Miss Remica? Miss Remica also from Kumjaja. Any radio phones, no more from no. Sabio, Yan Martin was there, Ama. It just said, oh, then Chan, we are down to me in Trigana Muda.
Aye. Who found a crack or crown or coach chum or
red?
Yes.
So I
say, because go here, Krona. You see, and ya bastardize
it. Debbie, you said it. It's a bassa.
Because, oh, ma, who call? Yeah, obiasin and you obian o kwa side
ni. Obian o kwa side no.
But omna na ven say
e de. Anyway, so nyo bia kra na yesef mo na beka se mo ti say e say so as e ni sa ni pa kra na beka se mo. But yen hwe the way say e de e kasa fa ho ni hwe
because
who can say the same thing is a sebio only acrona omodishe free mono the same thing but miss momish don't crunch so share branch now sebo con pressure what we say oya sun drip in pa
yes
oya sun drip in pa so as in dear man as soon as you know the more na yebo sa crono about you know the more na ye kai sangro for no
because we could for record then your car someone who seen it in the video no or someone can or show me cross on him say I tell you, yes, yes, I no. Ya told my don't farm rock, but more my cano. You shouldn't be facing the consequence and go for any of my body on my end. You may have a swarm.
So I said, and I'm going to Johnny, and I didn't tell Johnny, you must have money.
Yes,
to be a gentleman, I ain't born a crowd. That's what John Crowder when you saw it, why born?
And I'm round so sweaty, and no moody,
no moody. If my own phone could not have for dear sooner than in future.
I was going to be behind the as I grow.
You wouldn't grow.
Aha. Because I never, it's a very serious thing. I don't want to go on a chrono say, Obia, Obo, teacher, and you put so back as a
minko.
You have your nurse, you as a minko, and the police puts as a minko. Now the chrono is a jack chrono at all. I'm a chrono by events.
So no.
That's
more, yeah, Babby, I can say Paul, obey your soul.
Yeah,
so obey a Paul.
Mm.
So that's it. Yeah. So it may be a Paul.
Yes, in the Somaya Bonacra Bona, and that's not the way they should be treated.
Treated,
yes, because Ghana, yeah, because maybe those
days. Sebio also for Kumjaja, how can say Drew Chiri?
Yes,
I say, Wakasa and so to me, Sebio, a Yika cry.
Yes,
son, Mr. Wadaroma.
Because I say, maybe I never be a the way a Beckasa, especially if you are in a position now. What position be? People, you go vote you.
It's you.
And at the medium now, when you're now, what they cast on. A question, Kofi TV say, a question. I don't TV, because of social media, so, and go for share all the time.
All the time.
And you mean, I go in here, you go for a
series.
But I'm going to chrome one in there. And you're going to
chrome one. You see, you can't watch us agree here.
Because I'm going to chrome one there. And you're going to chrome one. I'm a problem. I just want
him.
I say, Ghana for the ABBNS, because they are Ghanaians.
I'm
with your tax.
It's one and your bonita.
Yes. No, did you? PM is a quality by economy time. Me dem can be the same. I do buy Miss Aquay. I can't crab, and I can say my sock way. And I was a police car. You got win. Some was a quarter for back in the yard, and I'm stopped out of my chair quarter. And I'm a communism. And your police are crying so much. I want my bonon. What I'm saying, so instant justice. Many time I make us a medical police station. You got so one of my bobo. And the same thing, a mentality now. Your team were Ghana. And I'm a problem in there. But and we have to find a way. Say we have to educate ourselves, educate the public. Because here what we talk about, social media is here. Obi no be any one thing or any problem or America land or something. Michelle, I bought my bone. Behavior, the behavior new. Mentality, because Michelle, because say the yadi emra saying some. Now you see in Pakuna.
When goes my behavior, say my car taxi as part time.
Yes.
Now Obi for me taxi. NOC Ojani. Mojani vie.
Ah.
Ana mtu program kwache no. Mi kwache ndu ye no. Ana mfre police. So bia fu mi taxi. Mi nse mi timi mo no. No Ojani machino. Mo sa police ni ka chere mi. Wo si mi ni kwa mi ni kwa sa mi cheno. me bit my charge me. What am I doing here then? Eja ano? So I say, if you pass police now, can't sign chema. Keep me back up the before then. That boy no. So I say, I'm a bianca best $50 do gani ano? If I'm a cut, you're best $2,000.
Yes. And I can do the record in court.
So I say,
I'm a bad record.
Mamba bad record.
Yeah. Because
no man, you're somebody incredible beam. Yes, Remo. Yeah, at the was the day.
Yes, yeah.
So no, yeah.